The 48-page report documents how at least 221 women and girls were raped in Tabit over a 36-hour period beginning on the 30th of October 2014. Sudanese army forces reportedly carried out three distinct military operations during which soldiers went house to house and looted property, arrested men, beat residents, and raped women and girls inside their homes. The report also underlines that since the attacks, the Sudanese government has blocked UN investigators from entering the town to try to prevent victims and witnesses from sharing information about the crimes. Stéphane Dujarric is the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
We welcome the release of this report by Human Rights Watch. I think whether it's the UN or Human Rights Watch, we're all working towards the same goals, which is the protection of human rights in Sudan.
Human Rights Watch says that the UN and the African Union should both press Sudan to allow peacekeepers unfettered access to Tabit and to ensure that medical services are available to all those in need. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.